is bad for us, we think it's good for us. And we always in this position. What we want our good is enjoyment. The character of enjoyment is strongly present in us, which is opposite, reverse qualification of attaining real good. Real good cannot be attained by enjoyment. It must be given up first. We need to enjoy or satisfy our senses. Eyes, nose, ears, mouth, tongue, and all other senses. The enjoyment of those senses is very dear to us, and we think very good for us. This feeling is very comfortable for us, for our sense enjoyment. So we are feeling that it is very good. Arrangement has been done, that we have been accommodated in this time. But anukullasya sankalpam pratikulla vivarjana. This advice to accept what is favorable for our purpose of attaining real peace, real good, or service of God. What is this anukul, favorable? To live in such luxurious place? Comfortable place? No. The opposite. Very much delicious dishes is not our favorable dishes. Everything must be controlled. Not only the sexual satisfaction, but also every enjoying things must be controlled first. But if you preach that both enjoyment and service work at a time, that's not perfect. The success will be delayed and murdered. And controlling of senses, among the controlling, there is one which is very strictly prohibited to attain the service of God. That should be very strictly. So, we must accept which is our real good and accept the doctrine which is our favorite. We are not the persons who have controlled their senses, which if we want to deal with, like them, then it will not be good for us. So, anukul, which is favorable, must be accepted first. If you anukul lasya sankalpa pratikula, and which is not favorable, which is rather harmful, must be big, must be late, must be short. This is the order. Of superior Vaishnavas and the scriptures. So, we are thinking that we have, this is the place fit for our sadhana bhajan and practice, devotion. Is it that? However, let us try what has been allotted for us. In this position we have accepted, we must not forget our own aim, what we are aiming. We have come to Govardhan. We should first of all get the knowledge, what is this place? What do you mean by Govardhan? Go means senses. Vardhan means increasing. Go means cowing. Vardhan means increasing. Go ka bahut se artha hai, lekin गोवर्धन का मतलब क्या है? यहाँ पर कहा गया है हम लोग का अपना इंद्रिय का आवर ओन सेंसेस टू बी सेटिस्फाइड हियर इट इज नॉट इंडिकेटेड बाय द वर्ड गोवर्धन द काउ और द सेंसेस finding a concept of the governor concept of Krishna. The cow is as the cow is as entertained here. I not our senses to be entertained here. But the senses of Krishna should be entertained. Here, Krishna took the shape of this Govardhan. Though it is to us a hill, but according to our scriptures, it is not like a hill, but it is Krishna himself. On the other hand, it is called the servant, the great servant of Krishna. These two forms are in one form. So Govardhan is called Govardhan, and also it is regarded as Krishna himself. Govardhan, though unka swarup hai, ek swarup mein unko Bhadidas bola ja raha hai, dusre swarup mein unko Krishna bol ke abhinna Krishna se Krishna hi hai, aisa hi कहा गया कहीं तो दो चीजें होते एक तो हो ये होगा एक वस्तु को दो कैसे हम लोग मानते सेवक और सेवक दोनों एक ही साथ में है ऐसी है जब हम लोग का बुद्धि शुद्ध होगा तब हम लोग का मालूम पड़ेगा अभिन्न स्वाद किसान है or the potency of God and God Himself and Lord Krishna. Now, inseparable, the close is connected. When there is close connection, the closest connection, then it is the greatest position. Rasa. Rasa means the connection by the connection, the pleasure attained by God is called rasa and the devotee. Here is the connection of the mode. And not only with this Govardhan servant, but also with the closest potency. Sarvashakti, Rajini Shakti, the connection of the Rajini Shakti and best form of Rajini Shakti is displayed here. So it is a very important place regarding Rasa Tattva, and it is a place of the most elevated devotee, not for the ordinary and the lowest devotee. We should try to understand it according to our capacity, according to our power. It is the best place, but we should not misunderstand this place. This is not a place of enjoyment of our own senses. Those who are conscious of Lord Krishna play here. Their dearest place. So we should regard this most heartily and sincerely and not to enjoy it. We have come here to serve, not to enjoy. What are you doing? There are those most important places where Krishna and Radharani with his Sakhi Sat Krishna high. They Sat Krishna. They did not enjoy Krishna. Krishna is enjoyer. But they are not enjoyer. Only the power of enjoyment is only possessed by him and not by the potency. When potency or the Shakti wishes to enjoy the possession, it is wrong in that way. That is called not, that is not bhakti. That is not devotion. Service to be done to the Lord Krishna. children. Lady children, male children, whatever they may be. In kitchen, everything belonging to the old universe, not only in transcendental world also, everyone is sadness. They are not enjoy. This one is the greatest, is the only enjoy. Only he is just it. Sarva Jugnana Nikta Vacha Prabhu Rivasa. Then, it is very difficult for us. If we are not if we do not enjoy anything, why should we start it? This is question, an important question on our part when we are fettered by mind. We can do that thing by which our senses and physical body and mind, etc., can be enjoyed. We too, yes, the pastimes of Krishna and the Gopi. For what sake? If it is for our own enjoyment of mind, of enjoyment of our senses, then it is not devotion. हमारे बहुत अच्छा लगता है भगवान की कथा सुनने का बहुत अच्छा है क्यों अच्छा लगता है किस लिए अच्छा लगता है दो वृत्ति से अच्छा लगना भोग वृत्ति से और सेवा वृत्ति से भोग वृत्ति से जब अच्छा लगेगा तब ये भक्ति नहीं होगा होगी उसको तो निंदा किया है उसको बंद करना चाहिए सेवोन्मुख सेवा वृत्ति हम लोग को होना चाहिए सेवा किया कृष्ण तो सुख उद्देश्य होना चाहिए यदि हम अपना सुख उद्देश्य करके भगवान की कथा सुनते वो भी भक्ति नहीं होगी वो भी भोग हो जाते हैं अपना भोग के लिए हम सुनने चाहते हैं वी आर वेरी मच ग्लैड टू सी दी सीरे सी इंफ्लुएंस कृष्ण लीला इन टीवी एक्सेट्रा Why do not come to see Lord Krishna belonging to Raghunath Das Goswami? Seeing Lord Krishna will be started by Raghunath Das Goswami is not so delightful to us. But the figure, but the shape of Lord Krishna, which we see in this film screen, etc., are very delightful to us. Why? What is God? Those things cherishes our senses for which we are delighted. But Raghunath Das Goswami is spiritual. He is serving Lord Krishna. He is serving this Govardhan Deep. He is serving this Govardhan Deep with one tulasi leaf and it's water, little water. There is no ornament, there is no fine clothing, etc. No delicious food. But Krishna is present there. But we are not delighted at this Krishna. This is our position. Let us try to give up the habit of enjoyment and proceed in the path of devotion. Thank you. Manchara.
In his prayer, Rupa Goswami Pat says, Karma Karumai Karuna Bharite Sanaka Sanatan Vandit Charite. The glories of Srimati Radhika cannot be described by any ordinary personality. And he said that Krishna is Sar Shaktiman, all powerful, and Srimati Radhika is his potency. So the introduction of Shaktiman can be given only if there exists is Shakti. Radha and Krishna both are one. But for the Leela Vilas, for manifesting their pastimes, they have taken two forms, Radha and Krishna. Because in one form, there is no possibility of Leela. The expansions of Srimati Radhika, there are various expansions of Srimati Radhika. To give pleasure to Krishna, in Vaikuntha she serves as Lakshmi and in Dwarka as Mahishi, queens of Dwarka. There are numerous stories about the appearance of Srimati Radharani in different cults. It is said that we heard from Maharaj this morning that this time Srimati Radhika took birth at Raval. And in different cults, she takes birth at Barsana. And there is also one story regarding her birth at Vidhyachal. It is said that when Himalaya and Vidhyachal, these are two famous mountains and they are brothers. And Himalaya worshipped Brahma and got a boon, and that boon of a beautiful daughter. And that daughter was married to Shiva. And then seeing this, Vidhyachal also thought that he should also worship Brahma and get more beautiful daughter. So he worshiped Brahma and get the boon of two daughters. And the daughters were Radharani and Chandravali. When it was near about the time when Krishna appeared, and Putna was sent by Kamsa to kill the child who was within 10 days. So when Radharani came, Putna came to kill the daughters of Vindhyachal, she took Radharani and Chandravali and was flying over the sky. And when she was flying over Barsana, Raval, one of the daughters, Radharani, was dropped in a pond on a lotus flower, where this Bhanu found her later and brought her in his home. Also, Prabhupada explained the meaning of Aradhana, that how Krishna worships Srimati Radhika. Aradhana means samyak roop se dharan karna. She bears, he serves her with wholehearted feeling. And also Aradhana means that Krishna worships her. Also Brahmaji, Shiva and all the great sages are hankering for the darshan of Srimati Radhika's lotus feet. Now I'll try to explain something what Rasanand Prabhu said. He explained the meaning of Radha, the name Radha, in very beautiful ways. One meaning explained that she gives perfection, the perfection incomplete, which is to get the service of Krishna under the guidance of Srimati Radhika in the Manjari form. Also he said, Ra means Dan, or charity or donation, and dha means bhakti. So Radha, this name Radha gives donation or charity or bhakti. Also Radha means which nourishes the Krishna's pastimes. Because in one form the Leela cannot take place. So there are numerous forms and kaya views of Srimati Radhika to please Krishna. There was one story that how Radharani appeared from the body of Krishna. He was standing under a tree and it was seen by demigods, and then suddenly the left portion of his body started shivering, and a very beautiful girl at the age of 16 appeared. Then he said that Ra means Ras, which appears from Ras, and Dha means Run. That Radharani appears from the Rasa, and Dha means that she makes beautiful garlands of flowers and run after Krishna. Also he said that in Barsana, Krishna who provides Rasa or pleasure to everyone is also hankering for Rasa. This place Barsana is a place where Krishna comes, never come in the form of a male. He always come as a female, either as Sam Sakhi or Sri Gardner or Malani, etc., etc. We found that here Brahma Ji is worshipping Srimati Radhika in the form of a mountain, and he is our Adi Guru in this Brahm Madhav Gaudiya Sampradaya. So we have to imbibe the feelings of Brahma Ji, that what feeling he is having for Srimati Radhika's service. Then he explained that how different sages prayed for the service of, for taking birth in Braj. He said that Brahma is aspiring for taking birth as a small train,
blade of grass.
And then he thinks that, oh, and he laments that what aspiration I am having now. It is not fit for me. I am not fit for this. These all blades of grass and everything in Braj is a manifestation of Krishna's internal potency, kaya view. Therefore, I am not fit to be even a blade of grass. And then he thinks that, let me become a stone at the boundary of Braj, and the sleepers of Braj come and sit on me and place their foot on me. Shivji is also trying to get entry into Braj. But once when he tried to enter into Rasa, he was punched by the gopis. We see that Uddhavji also worshipping at Uddhav Kund, and he even wants to get even a particle, single particle. It's not that dust particles, but a single particle of the feet of gopis. Also, we have seen Narad Kund, where Naradji is also performing worship. There is one pastime narrated by Rasanand Prabhu, who said that when once Krishna was waiting for Srimati Ji and he was becoming very restless that why she has not come, and then the Sakhis told him that she will only come when you chant the mantra Ram Radhikai Nama, and then Ram, and then he started chanting sitting in the kund, but then she didn't turn up, and then he asked the Sakhis why she is not coming, and the Sakhis said that you are not chanting this mantra with your wholehearted feeling. Then again Krishna started chanting the mantra with wholehearted feeling, but still she didn't come. And then they said that she will not come only by this mantra. You have to chant the Naam Sankirtan, Radha Naam Sankirtan along with this mantra. And then along with all the gopis, he started chanting this Radha Naam Sankirtan. And then Radharani was witnessing all this event, hiding behind a bush. And then she came. Whatever is missed will be spoken by Adi Maharaj. Vansha Kalpatu Vasaki Pasandu Vaisa.
अब शाम हो गई, ठंड लग जाएगी, सबको हमको भी शाम भी।
इसलिए रात में श्री विक्रम महाराज जी पाठ करेंगे और यदि किसी को कहेंगे कुछ कहने के लिए तो वो कहेगा। मेरी इच्छा थी कि 4 बजे आप लोग आ जाएं, तो 4 बजे नहीं आकर के आप लोग 5 बजे 6 बजे आते हैं।
नहीं, 4 बजे आए थे, आपने मना कर दिया, मेरे पास कोई मत आना।
4 बजे आ जाओ, जस्ट कम हियर एट 4। कल बाकी जितने वक्ता हैं, शुभानंद जी हैं और ये क्या नाम है,
हम चचा गुरु जी, चचा गुरु हैं,
श्याम जी है, नवीन जी हैं और सब लोग इसके संबंध में कुछ बोले और आज जैसे श्री विक्रम महाराज जी अवसर देंगे तो ये लोग बोले। रात में मैं अभी जा करके विश्राम करूँगा। वन थिंग आई वांट टू टेल, रात धातु